I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Department of Transportation just issued new guidelines to airlines specifically urging them to accept miniature horses as service animals and allow them on airplanes or face penalties. You've heard of people who have had their support animals, from pot-bellied pigs to peacocks, refused entrance on an airplane, so why horses but not hogs? Because the law specifically defines service animals as dogs, or in some cases, miniature horses that have been trained to perform specific tasks to assist a person with a disability, like guiding a blind person. Under the law, establishments have to let service animals in, even places where animals are usually forbidden. Now, that's different from an emotional support animal, which isn't a specific type of animal and isn't trained to perform a specific task, but provides comfort instead. It's up to the establishment to decide whether to let in emotional support animals. So you may need to leave the supportive hamster at home when you saddle up for your flight. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.